the kingdom behind the eyes. If a ruler listens to lies, all of his officials are wicked. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 12, World English Bible. A kingdom may begin to decay long before its laws change. It begins in the ruler's ear. In the ancient royal court, access meant survival. Officials quickly learned which reports pleased the king and which truths endangered the messenger. Thus, Proverbs does not say merely that a lying ruler gathers wicked servants. It says that when a ruler listens to lies, his servants become wicked. An appetite at the top becomes an atmosphere below. What authority rewards, a community reproduces. This principle reaches far beyond government. Every home, church, and workplace has a moral climate shaped by what its leaders are willing to hear. Even the heart is a small royal court. Desires bring flattering reports. Anger argues its case, and fear demands immediate obedience. Wisdom asks, which voices have learned that they can manipulate me? Proverbs chapter 29 repeatedly pictures evil as a trap. Flattery spreads a net, sin snares the evildoer, and fear of man becomes a snare. Yet verse 25 says the one who trusts the Lord is kept safe. The Hebrew verb can mean being placed securely on high. Trust does not remove us from danger. It lifts us above the level where human approval controls us. The God who gives sight. Verse 13 offers one of the chapter's strangest images. The poor person and the oppressor meet, and the Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. They appear to possess nothing in common, yet every glance is borrowed from God. The oppressor looks upon the poor with eyes illuminated by the very God whose image the poor person bears. This makes injustice a kind of spiritual absurdity. We use God-given sight to refuse to see our God-given neighbour. The same Lord who gives sight also gives justice. People crowd around rulers seeking favourable decisions, but verse 26 insists that true judgment comes from God. Human courts matter greatly, yet they are never ultimate. Every throne stands beneath another throne. This collection was preserved by the men of Hezekiah. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 1. Royal scribes serving a reforming king. Its political wisdom is therefore not abstract. A nation's stability depends not chiefly upon military strength, but upon truth welcomed, anger restrained, bribes refused, and the poor heard. Augustine described peace as the tranquility of order. Proverbs chapter 29 shows that such order begins when pride bows before God. Vision that restrains. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Verse 18. The Hebrew shazon means prophetic revelation, not personal ambition. The parallel line speaks of keeping God's law. A people do not perish because they lack impressive plans. They unravel when God's voice no longer interrupts their desires. Christ is the faithful king who never rewarded flattery, never ignored the poor, and never feared human opinion. Before Pilate, he appeared powerless, yet he stood above the snare. His kingdom begins wherever truth is heard and obeyed. Suggested readings, Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 through 8, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, John chapter 18, verses 33 through 38, James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, Him. God of grace and God of glory. Prayer. Lord, expose the flattering voices I welcome. Give me courage to hear truth, eyes to see those I overlook, and freedom from the fear of man. Govern my heart by your word and make my life a small province of Christ's just and peaceful kingdom. Amen.